Yeah, I'm Paul Scully. I'm the Member of Parliament for Sutton and Cheam, the Minister for London, and the Minister for Technology in the new Department of Science, Innovation and Technology.
First of all, you recently ran a pop-up surgery, and your comments after it were that you had talked about ULEZ childcare, ULEZ pensions, ULEZ freedom pass changes, ULEZ Evershield, ULEZ 213 buses and ULEZ. Could you please tell us a bit about what you heard and what you were saying to people?
Yeah, it's really exercised a lot of people in Sutton, the mayor's expansion of ULEZ to the outer boundary of Greater London, which obviously includes Sutton. Goes just past the Royal Marsden, so it cuts people off in Banstead from using the hospital. It means that people that are dependent on their cars in Sutton because of the lack of public transport that's available to other people in inner London really does just affect them. And the fact that it's coming in so quickly, it's coming in August, doesn't take people with him on the journey that we all share to reduce air pollution and encourage people onto other means of transport. There's 150,000 cars that the mayor says is going to be affected by this change, 28,000 of those in Sutton.
Could you tell us any more about what your constituents were saying to you about this? Was there anything specific that resonated with you?
So there were people that were really fearful about how are they going to afford £12.50 a day to drive around Sutton and especially across London. It's easier to get in and out of London. But getting around London is not easy. And so there were two groups of people that were raising this issue. There are people that just simply rely on their car and cannot afford to change their cars. The scrappage scheme is way too limited, and so they wouldn't qualify for that. And then there were businesses that were being affected by it as well. So, I mean, those of your listeners that know Worcester Park, Central Road, would know Ross's Fruiterers. That's been an institution on Central Road for years. And he's really worried that he's going to have to close his shop because he actually makes his money from deliveries rather than a substantial profit from the shop. And so he's reliant on getting his vans to drive his deliveries around. And if he's then got to pay £12.50 a day, that just starts to wipe out a significant amount of that profit.
Moving on, sort of a tangential thing to that, the number of trains running to Belmont is set to double after a £14.1 million cash injection from the government's Levelling Up Fund. It's ordered to unlock the full potential of the London Cancer Hub. Is this really enough? It seems to me like a drop in the ocean in terms of fixing Sutton's transport problems.
Well, it doesn't fix Sutton's transport problems. It's a very specific project. There's still plenty more to do. I'd love to go back to talking about the tram extension and extending the London Overground services from West Croydon into Sutton. But what this does, this better connects Belmont to Sutton. It's like a 20-minute walk. But in terms of levelling up, it connects the Shanklin Estate, one of the most deprived parts of Sutton, to Sutton and then obviously beyond to Croydon and London for work opportunities. But it also connects the planned life sciences hub, the cancer hub, that's to be based on the old Sutton Hospital site in Belmont, again, with the rest of Sutton and beyond. So when we get to build the new hospital there as well, people will be able to go there for treatment, but also we can get the 13 or 14,000 new high quality jobs based at the Life Cancer Centre, the Cancer Hub, better connected so we can attract more people to work there.
You're moving to you have moved to the Department for Science, Innovation and Technology. Are you still in charge of the gambling review?
I'm not, no. So that's staying with the Culture, Media and Sport Department. I'm not sure which minister will be taking that up yet, but I'll be speaking there because I think both the gambling sector and the people that are advocating for more controls on to tackle gambling harm are really keen to see that gambling white paper out. And so what I've been, it's a really good move to have this this focus on growth in technology and other areas, but we mustn't lose sight of the work that we were just about to do, like the publication of the gambling white paper.
Does this suggest that the government is just shuffling people around without proper direction? You've only been there since October.
Well, I'm pretty well doing the same job, but just within a different department. What it actually does, it brings it's an exciting opportunity, and we've got to bring that alive to people outside the tech sector and technology. Why? Because actually, in order to get to build on the $1 trillion digital ecosystem that we have in this country, it's the third biggest tech ecosystem in the world. We need more investment, and actually a lot of that investment sits with the science minister. So I'd be sitting next to him. We'd be able to collaborate far, far closer rather than just sitting across Whitehall, where government can get very siloed. Similarly with the business department, it brings international trade and UK trade together. So there's plenty of opportunities just to have more focused work as we look to grow our way out of the stagnant economy that we've unfortunately had in the last few years.
Do you know what your new responsibilities will be yet?
Well, I said largely it's what I've been doing. So it would be it's looking at semiconductors, computer chips, which power basically everything from the computer that I'm speaking to you on now, the mobile phones to cars. If you can't get a car at the moment with a long lead wait time for a new car, it's not because they can't build a car; it's because they can't get enough computer chips to put in the car. And so it's developing that, it's developing digital skills so that people can take up the jobs that are created by new technologies. It's developing AI and, of course, the online safety bill as well to make sure that we can keep our children, especially, safe as they enjoy the internet.